I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Ark-La-Tex region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-7272.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-7272. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-885-7272. 800-885-7272.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
It's halftime, 36-0. Pine Bluff with the lead over Mountain Home. We'll talk about the first half coming up here in just a little bit. First, we are joined at halftime by Mountain Home tennis coach David Moore. And, David, you got the regular season wrapped up yesterday. Just a conference tournament starts next week. Let's talk overall. Let's start with the girls and talk about the team and how the season's gone so far.
Thanks, Brad. My girls have had a great season. We've had a good run the last two seasons. We suffered our first loss in 2 years this season, right, earlier to Searcy, but this last week we were able to tie them at 4-4, and so that was good revenge for us. I mean, it's a tie. I want to win, but I'll take a tie. But at this point, to revenge a little bit of that loss we had. But they've had a great season. Emily Heidi is undefeated in conference play and in overall play. She has just had an incredible season. I believe she's an overall 24-0 this season.
Good grief.
And has outscored her opponents tremendously. And so she will easily be the number one seed. If nothing else, I know that Emily is going to be the number one seed at conference this year for the girls' side. I've got a great doubles team, number one doubles team, with Megan Beck and Sydney Chankowski, and they are young. They're both sophomores too, and they're and this is a new thing for Megan. But they have just to play doubles this year, they have come together and played really well. And we unfortunately have a three-way tie for.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues. We'll get you back to the stadium in just a moment here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed-in bedliner and high-quality audio for your ride. It's bummer football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. With amp and sub packages starting at $239, and they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers, too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Apologize for that. We lost our connection there to the station. We're talking with David Moore, the tennis coach at Mountain Home High School. David, I asked you just somewhere along the way before we got disconnected about Emily Heidi. Well, what a year she's had.
Oh, absolutely. One thing that I love about tennis is how many levels there are. And she, last year, she was at the top of her game, won state at 6A, and she was top eight overall and was really impressive. But this year she came in with an even better game. I've never seen an athlete in my 5 years that I've been coaching improve so much and already be at the top of their game. There's nobody at conference right now that can touch her and stuff. So it's going to be somebody at state, even at state, the overall, the second place last year could not touch her this year.
Wow.
So I think she's going to she's going to work. She's a hard worker, and she doesn't take anything for granted. And that's what one of the things I love about her is that she's going to go in there and give you her best day in and day out. And so I'm real excited about to see where she's going to end up at overalls this year.
So the girls playing well. Let's talk about the boys.
The boys have had another growing season. We're kind of we're an older team, and we've got a lot of experience. We've just had some ups and downs this season. We've had some really good games and played really well, and then we've had some really bad games. Overall, though, one of the leaders on the team is Billy Beck. And Billy Beck has had one of the best, probably the best week that he's had the entire season this last week against Searcy and against Jonesboro. And he was able to defeat the number two from Jonesboro and played the number one from Jonesboro yesterday. Great. And he's the number two seed overall, most likely. We don't know seeds yet, but I'm talking about the Jonesboro number one seed. He's probably going to be the number two overall. And to play him as close as he did, his record doesn't reflect the hot streak that he's on right now. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to come in a little bit as an underdog. And his senior year, he's going to leave nothing left on that tennis court. When he goes off, he's going to give it his best day in and day out, and he's just on a hot streak this week. And I just think that he's going to pull that through conference, and he's going to qualify for state. And then it's anybody's guess when we get there as far as the talent level. But I know that he's definitely going to be there and be able to compete, and I think this is going to be his best season that we've seen from him at conference and state.
Mentioned we wrapped up the regular season yesterday. When and where is your conference tournament?
So our conference tournament has been moved from – it was originally October 4th and 5th, but now they have moved it to the 9th and 10th because of some rainout days. So we're going to play on a week from Monday and Tuesday. We'll play at Searcy High School.
Okay.
There's five teams involved and on our bracket. We'll play West Memphis, Searcy, Jonesboro, Marion, and, of course, we're the fifth team, Mountain Home.
So you got that, then when and where is state?
State is the following Monday and Tuesday, and we're going to play at Burns Park down in North Little Rock. So it's the shortest turnaround that we've ever had because of the rainout, some of the dates that we had to change. But I think I know that we're going to be able to regroup in those 3 or 4 days of practice and then turn around and play our best again.
All right, it's hard to believe the season's almost over, isn't it?
I know it goes so fast. And next year, they I don't know if you saw, but the AAA has bumped up the tennis season 2 more weeks. So we will, by this time next year, there's a good chance we'll either be heading to state or just gotten done with state.
Wow!
So they've bumped it up closer to the golf season. So we're real excited to see that, and they're adding a couple new teams to our conference next year with us moving down to 5A. So we will add Paragould and Greene County Tech and also Nettleton next year, and so that'll be exciting because it'll give us more teams to play, but it'll also make it tougher to get into conference and state play. So.
Had a note here to thank your what was it?
I need to thank my former AD, my great former AD who hired me. Janet Wood came in here and left a note for me. So make sure you remember that. So I definitely got to say thanks to her.
All right, hey David, appreciate you coming up and good luck in the conference and the state tournaments.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, David Moore, head coach of the Mountain Home tennis teams. We'll take a break. It's halftime. It's 36-0. Pine Bluff with the lead. Matt will check scores from around the state with us with a studio report coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Head to Dairy Queen and get pie or cake. For you pie lovers, Dairy Queen's pumpkin pie blizzard filled with pumpkin pie filling, pieces of flaky pie crust, DQ soft serve blended and topped with whipped topping, and a touch of nutmeg is back. For the cake lovers, DQ is introducing their newest blizzard, the best chocolate cake blizzard filled with scrumptious chocolate cake pieces, creamy cake icing blended with DQ soft serve. Stop by your Mountain Home Dairy Queen on Main Street and get your favorite before it's gone.
A man has a 1 in 7 chance of developing prostate cancer during his lifetime. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation announces that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Stay in the game! The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information about free screening locations in September, visit arprostatecancer.org.
And we welcome you back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Show brought to you by Acumen Audio and May Family Motors. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as the Bombers trail trail Pine Bluff by a score of 36-0 at the break. Pine Bluff coming into this game tied for third in Class 6A with West Memphis. And speaking of which, let's take a look first at the 6A East as the Blue Devils are tied with Searcy at 14 apiece in the second quarter. Searcy came into this game ranked fifth in Class 6A. So this matchup has turned out to be all that we expected. Have not seen a score update on the other two games yet, the one between Jonesboro and Jacksonville and the other between Little Rock Hall and Marion this evening. On the local level, have yet to see a score update on the game between Yellow Summit and Greenland. At halftime, Salem is up on Rector by a score of 14-6. Marshall is leading Melbourne 22-0 in the second quarter. Haven't seen a score update on the game between Mountain View and Elkins as of yet. In second quarter, Harrison is up on Clarksville 42-6, so it looks like the Mercer will most likely be in effect the moment the second half begins in that contest. Taking a look at the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10, number 1, Harbor, is up on number 7 Springdale by a score of 21-7. It is second-ranked Bryant leading Little Rock Catholic 28-17. Number 3 North Little Rock is leading ninth-ranked Conway 21-7. Number 4 El Dorado is up on number 8. Number 4 Greenwood, that is up on number 8 El Dorado 31-14 at halftime, and both these are the top two teams also in the Class 6A top 5. Greenwood number 1, El Dorado 2. And number 5 number 5 Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is leading BB 38-14 in the second quarter. A 6th-ranked Bentonville West is leading Fayetteville by a score of 20-14 at halftime, and have yet to see a score update on the game between 10th-ranked Cabot and Fort Smith Southside. And we've already mentioned all the games in the Class 6A Top 5, so we'll go ahead and skip on down to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we have yet to mention. Number 2, Wynn, playing at Greene County Tech this evening. It is the Yellow Jackets up on the Golden Eagles 28-0 in the second quarter. Number 3, Little Rock Christian, is at Sylvan Hills tonight. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Number 4, Whitehall, that is, playing at Camden Fairview. Right now it is Camden Fairview with the halftime lead 22-10. And number 5, Nettleton, is leading Blytheville by a score of 14-6 at the break. In the Class 4A Top 5, P. Ridge comes into this game tied for first, and right now they're having their way with Lincoln 41-20 at halftime. Arkadelphia, who is tied with P. Ridge for that number one ranking, playing against Joe T. Robinson tonight in Little Rock. See if we can find the score on that game this evening. And let's see if we can find it. And I'm having trouble locating that score as of right now. I'll see again if I can catch it in just a moment. Number four, Prairie Grove. Again, by the way, Joe T. Robinson came into this game ranked third in Class 4A. Number four, Prairie Grove, playing at home tonight against Gravette. We'll see if we can find the score on that one. First quarter was the last score we had. It was Prairie Grove on Gravette, on top of Gravette by a score of 7-0. And also this evening, number five, Warren, is, I believe, leading Star City tonight. So you can find the score on that game. By the way, at halftime, Robinson and Arkadelphia tied at 7. So I found that score there. Warren is up on Star City 14-0 in the second quarter. Class 3A top five, number one, Prescott, playing at Gurdon this evening. See if we can find the score on that game. It is Prescott up 42-0 in the second quarter. Number two, Junction City, is leading Genoa Central 38-7 in the second quarter. Number three, Charleston, is losing to Paris at halftime 20-7. Mayflower, who is tied for fourth, playing at Bald Knob this evening. See if we can find the score update on that game this evening. It is Mayflower up on the Bulldogs 34-14 at halftime. And Clinton, who is tied for that number four ranking with Mayflower, is leading Green Forest 29-7 in the second quarter. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida, playing at home against Murfreesboro tonight. See if we can find the score update on that game. Have yet to see it yet. So we'll go ahead and see what else we got tonight. Number two, Risen, is leading Strong at halftime 16-8. Number three, Conway Christian, is at home against Hector this evening. And it is Conway Christian up, but just by a single point at halftime, 16-15 the score there. Number four, Hampton, playing at home against Camden Harmony Grove tonight. And last score we had, tied at 7 in the second quarter. Number five, Danville is in Cole Hill to play Johnson County Westside. And let's see if we can find the score on that game. And this in the first quarter was the last score we had, and Danville was up 6-0. And still haven't seen, by the way, looked we don't have a score update on the game between Mount Ida and Murfreesboro. So that's a look at what else is going on around the state and the area. We'll take a break, get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Pine Bluff is up on Mountain Home 36-0. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Although depression isn't normal at any age, over 7 million seniors suffer with significant symptoms of depression. This often goes unrecognized or untreated. Make plans to join me, Dr. Tom Foster, from the Hensley Behavioral Health Center. I'll be giving a talk on depression in seniors October 5th at the Lagerboard Dining Room at Baxter Regional. The talk is at 12 noon and lunch will be provided. Visit hensleybehavioralhealth.com or call us at 870-508-6400.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online and blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
It's fall in the Arkansas Delta. From the beauty of nature's autumnal wardrobe to the festivals, fairs, and special events, there's no better time to explore the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Spend a weekend traveling the region's byways and discover the rich history and culture the area is known for. Our festivals feature music, fun, and some of the best food you'll ever eat. From a scary butcher barn to great blues music, you'll find fun for the entire family right here in the Arkansas Delta. Visit deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Now back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 36-0. Our score is Pine Bluff with the lead over Mountain Home. Brad Hallworth, Tobias Pugsley with me tonight for the broadcast. Rough start for Mountain Home as Pine Bluff took the opening kickoff, marched it down the field. They scored, held Mountain Home. Mountain Home put together a nice opening drive. They stalled out, and Pine Bluff took just two plays to go 71 yards, and just like that, it was 16-0. Tobias, I'll tell you what, we talked about in the pregame how quickly Pine Bluff could score, and my goodness, we have seen that tonight, haven't we?
Yeah, it's not really been a surprise. You know, they're so athletic, just top to bottom. They can really fly around and make plays, and it just doesn't take them very long to put points on the board.
282 yards total offense for Pine Bluff, 133 on the ground, 149 through the air, and we talked about that too. We thought they'd be pretty balanced, and they've done that tonight.
Pretty balanced, yeah. It's like I said, there wasn't really any big surprises there in the first half. I was actually proud of Mountain Home's effort. I mean, I really felt like they flew around. They made some big plays. They had that excellent first drive, really looking for some big ground clock-eating drives in the second half.
The 282 yards for Pine Bluff in the first half, 82 yards for Mountain Home in the first half. All of those came on the ground. McKay, the leading rusher for Mountain Home with 47 yards right now at the break. We'll take a break, come back, and get the second half started here in just a moment. 36-0, Pine Bluff with the lead at the break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.